I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Just ahead, a sneak peek at the fall television season. But first, everyone knows the kids' cable TV network Nickelodeon is the home of Dora, Diego, and SpongeBob. But it's also home to a series of smart news specials hosted by former NBC and ABC correspondent Linda Ellerbe. Her latest is called Stressed Out: The Economic Crisis and You. We're joined by Linda Ellerbe from Sheffield, Massachusetts. Welcome.
Hi there.
At the beginning of this program, you tell the children that you're having a conversation with, you tell them what's happened is not your fault. What do you mean?
Well, I think that's very important when you're talking about the economy with kids. I mean, we had kids saying, well, I'm to blame because mom spent all her gas money driving me, you know, to the movies or this or that. Or I'm to blame because my parents fought over money because I needed clothes. And think, oh, breaks your heart. You're not to blame. This is not your fault if you're a kid.
But that is a common reaction that they have?
Yes, it is. It's not uncommon at all. I think we've been able to sort of dismiss how kids are dealing with it because it's not entirely right in our face. In other words, some kids are just losing, okay, maybe you can't buy a CD this week or this new game, you can't buy this new video game. Other kids have seen their entire lives just upended.
Well, some of these children tell you in quite poignant detail some of the hard times that they are facing. Let's hear from a couple of them. We'll hear first from David and then Leah.
We're going into foreclosure. We're going to lose our home because it's going to be a auction, and so we're going to lose it, and we don't know where we're going to go.
In the beginning, when both my parents lost their jobs, my grandparents came over to my house, and they brought groceries to us, so it really touched my dad because he's like our father, and he's the only man in the house, and I see that he feels that he can't provide for us.
You know, Linda, watching the conversation, I mean, there are no tears, but a lot of those kids looked like they were having a hard time holding him back.
Yes, I felt the same way. You know, you just heard from David. You know, Renisha's dad worked at Chrysler. He lost his job. Josie's dad lost his job, and Josie's mother is struggling with cancer. There's no insurance, so that she's not going in for her treatments. So I think it's important to say that to any of the kids when you're talking about this, you're not alone. The other kids are going through this too. And I don't know whether it's just, you know, something small like your spending habits are changed. You're not getting name brand clothes this year. You're getting normal
clothes.
No
flat screen, no computer in your room.
You got it. You got it. And we've talked to other kids that are actually lying about it. Lying about it, taking the attitude of it's nobody's business. You know, that my dad has lost his job, or I'm lying about our circumstances at home because I know my parents couldn't afford for me to do this extracurricular activity this year.
But they don't want their friends to know?
They don't want other people to know.
Well, how did you draw these stories out? What was it difficult?
Well, we've been listening to kids on Nick News for 19 years now, and there is no real secret to it. We've just discovered that if you treat them with a great deal of respect and you tell them that by telling their own stories, they're helping other kids, that they will respond to you with a great deal of honesty.
You try to end the conversation on a hopeful note.
Well, actually, there was a little girl, Leah, again, who I think ended it. Leah said, you know, well, I don't think there's much we can do now, but we can carry this on into our generation, and, you know, we will learn from this, and hopefully we'll take what we've learned from growing up in this time, and we'll learn to spend better, and maybe there'll be less careless spending, and, you know, maybe one day the economy will be better.
Great plan. She was really full of big ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see the recession as something of an opportunity, perhaps, for this young generation?
Well, you know, it is. It is. It's almost all of those kids talked about, when I asked them, had any good come out of it? Now, you know, one of them, David, said no. That's the little boy that we heard a few minutes ago. He said no, nothing good had come out. He couldn't think of a single thing, and he couldn't find a single reason to be hopeful. But other kids said things that they're spending more time with their families. That's a good thing. One kid, Darius, I believe is what. Yeah.
Very sad look on his face.
Yeah. He said, all this time I've spent in my house, I got to realize who I really am. And I thought, well, if you can realize that at age, 13, you are halfway there.
Linda Ellerbe, host of Nick News with Linda Ellerbe. She joined us from a studio in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.